This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is already Tuesday, the 18th day of August, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have an investigative reporter joining us coming up in about 30 minutes that's been breaking down the story, Michael Maloof, of how even the former head of Defense Intelligence is exposing that our government basically created what is ISIS today. Then, the Grand Dragon himself, David Duke, Dr. David Duke, is going to be joining us for a debate today in the second hour. You're not going to want to miss that, obviously, because this is not going to be the normal discussion with David Duke you see in mainstream media or one of the groveling, fawning internet interviews. This is going to be a very serious interview. Here is a report from John Bowne on amnesty for mass murderers.
Republican presidential candidate John Kasich, who has flip-flopped on the hot potato issue of illegals immigrating into the U.S., sees a pot of gold at the end of the election rainbow by now catering to illegal voters. Kasich reportedly said to CNN, "The 12 million who are here, we ought to find out who they are. If they've been law-abiding over a period of time, they ought to be legalized and they ought to be able to stay here. There are people who contribute a lot to the U.S. Kasich must have missed the reason Trump is so popular in the polls. Americans are fed up with the slow transformation of their country into a third world. And when a lawmaker like Maryland Governor Larry Hogan puts into action a plan to create some kind of accountability for the tens of thousands of illegals with criminal records being released onto American streets, he is met with a horde of the now typical pro-illegal demonstrators who have zero respect for our country and our laws." The group titled Casa de Maryland said Larry Hogan's voluntary collaboration will lead to the deportation of parents, siblings, and neighbors while shredding community trust. As jails garner the reputation as locations around which ICE agents wait for release, family members will be too frightened to visit or retrieve their loved ones. Meanwhile, the hubris grows. A Dallas tree service owner that had already been raided by immigration authorities and warned not to continue to employ illegal aliens turned around and did so through shell staffing companies. Apollos Davis Phillip now faces up to 6 months in prison because small business owners like himself believe that U.S. laws just don't apply and that we should be thankful that they're doing the work Americans supposedly won't do. Besides, Americans are too busy standing in long lines at food banks that they have had to rely on since the Wall Street criminals deep-sixed the stock market back in 2008. Meanwhile, the rest of America, without blinders on, has to live in fear when they see stories like this. The brutal deaths of a grandmother and two teens in Florida earlier this week were pinned on an illegal alien who crossed the Texas-Mexico border. Police in Fort Myers arrested Bolivian national Brian Omar Hyde, 19, Tuesday, driving on the wrong side of the road with no license and blood on his clothes and body. The Lee County Sheriff's Office suspects Hyde of carrying out the extremely violent slayings of his cousin and roommate, Lieutenant Matt Sands, described the grisly incident. "It was an extremely violent scene, even for us," Sands said. "All homicide scenes are normally violent, but this scene was what we considered unimaginable." According to the lieutenant, there were indications the victims died due to sharp force trauma, though no murder weapon was identified. According to Belize media outlets, Hyde and two other men were suspects in a double murder case back in October 2013. Hyde's uncle, Russell Hyde, is also reportedly a known criminal in Bolivia who is suspected of decapitating and dismembering two people in May. This is an example of the kind of illegal Kasich, Jeb Bush, and the Obama administration would have us all ignore, as if it's just one bad apple. Areas of New Mexico and Arizona are controlled by the drug cartels that deliver illegals to the U.S. where mass murder, execution-style slaying, sexual assaults, kidnapping, shootings, armed robberies, burglaries are all par for the course within the world of illegal immigration. As the Obama administration raises the flag over the U.S. Embassy in Havana for the first time in 54 years, the message is loud and clear to the rest of the world. Come plunder America. Our laws don't apply to you here. We will divide and bring the American people to their knees.
We'll be back.
Know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade up in medical costs. But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
Is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
Welcome, my friends, to this Tuesday, the 18th day of August, 2015, Global Transmission. David Duke will be joining us in the second hour. And the reason I came into the broadcast with that Soylent Green piece from 2 years ago is because we transcend the controlled, race-based, tribal-based paradigm that the globalists are pushing. That is only one level of the system. If you're black and you've been discriminated against, that's real. If you're white and you've been discriminated against, that's real. If you're one of these other, quote, groups that they divide us into, and other people come against you because of whatever stereotype they have, that's real. But only real within that set little world, or that universe. The globalists are technocrats. They see themselves as scientists, conquerors of the third dimension. And they are sitting back using classical divide and conquer, taken to the next level and the next level again. And the vitriol, the hatred that I see coming out of Hispanic race-based groups, black race-based groups, white race-based groups, is pretty much identical. And then if you go look at the grievances and issues that the different groups are pushing, there's a lot of legitimacy to what the different groups are saying. But above it, there is the social engineering hand that's stirring it up, adding stimuli to manipulate it, and then playing the part of the referee. And if you look at prisons in the West and other parts of the world where you have ethnically diverse groups, they always base them on ethnic differences, or if they don't have that, religious or regional differences. Or prisons will even put people in different color uniforms for different wings of the prison. If, say, it's a homogeneous Asian population, and then play the reds off against the blues or off against the greens. So all I'm saying is be aware that that's going on. That said, there is a clear attempt to sell the idea on a planetary scale that being Caucasian, which simply means from the Caucasus Mountains, that having Caucasoid features, Caucasoid background, is inherently evil and the fount of all problems on the planet. When if you study Caucasian history, it's pretty much the same as what other human cultures have done in different parts of the world. The difference is, out of the Roman Empire that borrowed from many other cultures around the world and that innovated, and after its collapse in the subsequent Dark Ages, out of it, out of Italy predominantly, and France and England came the Renaissance that has given us the world we have today. And you can say atomic bombs are bad and nuclear reactors are bad, and we may destroy ourselves with the Atlantean technology. And I don't mean literally it came from Atlantis. It is the legend of Atlantis writ true today. We are living in the new Atlantis. And if you go back 450 years ago to Francis Bacon and others, they wrote books titled The New Atlantis. And they said, we will build an empire in North America that will dominate the world with technology and ideas and an open society of laissez-faire liberal ideas. Chief practitioner in 1776 globally of this art was Thomas Jefferson, North American leader of the Illuminati. Yes, I just said it, and it's known. But he believed in true illumination, not the false illumination of Adam Weishaupt and the attempt to take over masonry and turn it into an engine not to empower humanity, but to dominate humanity. Claiming the ring of Mordor, the ring of power, the ring of forbidden knowledge would empower, it was truly there to enslave. And George Washington, before he died, wrote more than 20 letters that are available online at the National Archives. Just type in George Washington Illuminati letters. You can read them in his own hand. Saying basically what I just said and warning of the Illuminati. Because of the public's general ignorance about this, they hear it and think it's National Treasure, you know, a Hollywood movie. No, it's reality. And truth is stranger than fiction. And so we have to transcend the programs of dumbing down society, reducing language, ending debate. We have to transcend what even top comedians have talked about, where anything and everything they say is now seen as offensive and being restricted. Even Seinfeld gave an interview a few months ago saying, they said, we're going to move back to New York City so you can have more friends and meet more boys, because her daughter was 14. And she said, girls meeting boys is sexist. Men inherently are bad. The genetic process of procreation is a crime. There's the headline. Comedians avoid performing at politically correct colleges. And he goes on to talk about his daughter. This is how you end the human process itself. And that's the big picture that I'm trying to get people to transcend up to. Of course there's stuff on the news constantly in MTV saying white people are inherently bad. And if you're white and marry a white person, you're inherently bad because you're attracted to them. But if you're black and marry a black person, that's okay. Or you're Hispanic, marry Hispanic, that's okay. Whites are 7% of the world population. That's self-identifying. It's probably more like 5%. Whites have a 1.3% global birth rate. It is the end of the West is already here. And you have to ask yourself, why does the establishment want to bring down Western ideas and Western culture? Because the Renaissance, true liberalism, is diametrically opposed to the corporate Borg transhumanist takeover that is taking place now. And true eugenics is not just targeting the infirm, the weak, the addled, the stupid, the obsolete, as they call people. Its true mission is to target anyone and everyone that would have free ideas and be empowered individuals, to quote the Pentagon and their Jade Helm documents, to end free will and the spark of human creativity. And that's why I'm fundamentally against a tribal racist response to the tribal racist synthetic program to destroy Western civilization. because that is the proper primitive response, is to racially align to defend against an attempt at extermination. The problem is the directed program is only one division of a larger profile attack against all humans on the planet to end the species as we know it. By the technocrats who believe they are a new super species, the ultimate supremacists. So we're taking you behind the scenes here, into the secrets of the New World Order, down the rabbit hole, the keys to freedom.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that
wants to stay. I am not here to get in a mindless fight with David Duke. In fact, I've tried to get the leaders of Mecha and La Raza on this show, and I want to see if Nico can try to do that again. I haven't tried that in a few years, and they won't do it. And I want to get up here and read where Mecha says, for those in the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. And then La Raza means the race. And I remember the mayor, before he left office, Gus Garcia in Austin, got up, we played the video, with a bizarre proclamation that Hispanics are the supreme race of aliens created by genetic engineers, which is a whole weird Aztec cult thing that's real popular. I mean, this is some fruity stuff. Who knows? The world's so weird, maybe it's true. The point is, massive racism, tribalism is spewed by mainstream television and media. It's spewed by the majority-minority leader groups, and it's standard. And so if you're intellectually honest, I don't like the Ku Klux Klan. I don't like grown men that dress up in outfits and give themselves names like Grand Dragon and Cyclopsian Ruler. One time a Klan member at a demonstration I was protesting up in Waco came over and gave me a card, and it said Cyclopsian Ruler. I'm not going to digress. Just, I quit, you know, dressing up as a superhero when I was about 5. But how do you sit there and criticize the Klan when the Hispanic groups sound like the Klan or the black groups? I mean, if the Klan was surrounding black people's cars and going in restaurants or to black people and getting in their face, it would be a big national news story. But when it's done, directed by the White House and George Soros, it's cutesy and fun. But I don't want to just sit here and pick sides in all this. That's what they want us to do, to balkanize. I want to transcend it. That just means pull back from it and just look at the spectacle that's being created in this country. And I'm going to bring it up to Duke. I know we're based on tribalism. I know racism is inherent. It's just a name for tribalism. If you didn't have tribalism in ancient times, you'd be destroyed. It is a survival mechanism. But in this modern age, we're sold, don't be tribal. Then the West, driven by Christians, stops being tribal, tries to end tribalism, and then elites in the West double cross, hype up tribalism worldwide, end it in the West, and then eradicate the West, which everyone's trying to get into because it is the most advanced, it is the most cultured. That doesn't mean it doesn't have big problems. I mean, I just want to build up Africa and Latin America. I want to be able to travel anywhere in the world and it be safe and happy and fun and magnify the best aspects of those cultures. I'm somebody who's so confident about myself and my family and what I believe that I don't need to look down on people to feel good about myself. I want to empower people. I'm a classic bleeding heart liberal. They call that an ultra-right-wing fascist today. These terms mean nothing they use. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal, as I've said 1,000 times. These people are not. They are a cult attacking language. I mean, look at the stack of news I'm going to get to just on this subject just today. Yale professor, students leaving campus over racist word master. They're now talking about getting rid of the term masters in swimming and in golf. I mean, all that means is you've won championships. You are a master. A master means... But because someone used that term in slavery, it's now banned. And they're now moving at Harvard, Yale to ban it. Biggest gay lobby today in America urges schools to ban the words boys and girls. This is an attack on the species, on procreation, which they said they would do. It has nothing to do with, you know, what some person's sexual preference is. It's about... I mean, imagine if you told somebody 20 years ago they'll ban the name boy and girl. Imagine a science fiction movie where it's... I mean, this is freakish. Danish politician convicted of racism for offending Muslims. All he did was criticize ISIS. That's on InfoWars.com. Black site, The Root, attacks Ice Cube calling him misogynistic for being pro-Second Amendment. I mean, it's just, it's a cult of just 1984 weirdos.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here, live. Joining us tomorrow is the niece of Martin Luther King, Dr. Alveda King, on the whole abortuary situation that is on record targeting black people, aborting 50-plus percent of those before they're even born. I'm going to be asking David Duke what he thinks about that. When he joins us coming up in the second hour, how is it the left is targeting black people on record, but then also using political correctness to try to end free speech? I'm going to ask him how he squares that up when I debate David Duke coming up the next hour. Now, joining us now is an extremely informed individual who we've had on before, and I appreciate him joining us. Michael Maloof writes for WND.com, WorldNet Daily. He specializes in international political and economic analysis. Former senior security policy analyst at the Office of the Secretary of Defense. Maloof has almost 30 years of federal service, 23 of which he was in the Department of Defense. And I'm not going to go over all the stuff he was involved in special operations, secret operations, all the rest of it, the best-selling books he's written, because we've got him for a limited period of time. But I want to get him on for a full 45 minutes sometime on the nightly news to really walk through all this. But he wrote a story a few weeks ago that got a lot of attention. Ex-DIA chief, former general, says Obama willfully allowed rise of ISIS. And before we go to Mr. Maloof, I want to play a clip of this. In September, General Thomas McEnery admitted the United States helped build ISIS as a result of the Obama administration's backing some of the wrong people. But now there's been more admissions to all of this. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
For the sake of our viewers, in 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that, if you're worried about the rise of, quote-unquote,
Islamic extremism? I hate to say it's not my job, but that my job was to ensure that the accuracy of our intelligence that was being presented was as good as it could be. And I will tell you, it goes before 2012. I mean, when we were in Iraq, and we still had decisions to be made before there was a decision to pull out of Iraq in 2011. I mean, it was very clear what we were going to face.
Well, I admire your frankness.
Very clear
subject.
What we were going to face.
Let me just clarify once more. You are basically saying that even in government at the time, you knew those groups were around. You saw this analysis,
sure.
And you were arguing against it. But who wasn't listening?
I think the administration.
So the administration turned a blind eye to your analysis?
I don't know if they turned a blind eye. I think it was a decision. I think it was a willful decision.
A willful decision to go support an insurgency that had Salafist, Al-Qaeda,
well,
and Muslim
a willful
Brotherhood.
Decision to do what they're doing, which you have to really ask the president, what is it that he actually is doing with the policy that is in place? Because it is very, very confusing. I'm sitting here today, Matty, and I can't tell you exactly what that is. And I've been at this for a long time.
Okay, well, let's go back to Iraq.
And that's General Michael T. Flynn, another general, basically saying the same thing. And the full article is in Joseph Ferris' G2 Bulletin, WND.com. Ex-DIA chief Obama willfully allowed rise of ISIS. Our guest Skype dropped. Do we have him back? Fantastic. Thank you. So ex-DIA chief Obama willfully allowed the rise of ISIS. Now, I know our audience knows this, but this is not getting out in the media. 2.5 years ago, it did get out, and our own military said we're not going to be part of being Al-Qaeda's Air Force. They changed the name to ISIS. They're trying to overthrow African countries. They've taken over Libya. They tried to take over. We're partially successful in Egypt. Saudi Arabia is backing them. Joining us to talk about the rest of the story is F. Michael Maloof. Thank you for coming on.
The best right now, but I will do my best.
All right. Well, thank you. How does the Obama administration think they can get away with this?
Well, they have been. They've been doing it for years. They've known about this for quite some time, and it goes back even to the period of the Bush administration when we were supporting the jihadists to try to unseat the Shia influence in the Middle East. And it's just proliferated now, as General Flynn points out, that the idea was not the rise of ISIS didn't occur just because we pulled out, but the reality is we were supporting jihadi groups to unseat and overthrow Assad, and by giving them arms and what have you over a period of time, and the Free Syrian Army, they dissipated and they became part of the jihadist groups. And as we saw in Afghanistan with the creation of the Mujahideen, it spread, and we also the weapons spreading that we supported among Muslims in the period of Bosnia, when we were in Bosnia, that helped create, and today that now forms a major threat to Europe.
What is the strategy by the different camps in Washington to openly turn loose the most radical, vicious forms of Islam? What is the endgame strategy here?
I'm sorry, Alex, I'm not hearing you.
I understand we're having some Skype problems connecting with you.
We can go on the phone, perhaps.
Yeah, we'll probably have to keep you on Skype, but also have you patch in via phone. We're going to work on that right now with our guest today. Again, though, I understand that our audience is aware of this. I understand that our audience knows this, but the general public is ignorant on these facts. And now we have two high-level, recently retired generals, one of them who headed up the Defense Intelligence Agency, saying we followed orders to build up this group and basically create it. And we know that the rebels are ISIS, Al-Qaeda people. So, again, understand, when ISIS has blowback and attacks this country, it's not going to be on the news that our government helped create it. And, again, most people in the government don't like the fact that this is going on. The larger strategy, and I'll get Malouf's take on this as soon as we get connected to him via some audio, is to destabilize the Middle East, keep them in turmoil fighting with each other, balkanization, divide and conquer, and then use the threat that grows in those unstable states to menace Europe, menace Africa, menace Asia, menace the United States and Canada, Australia, New Zealand, so that that threat can then be used to set up the police state here domestically, which has already been done. And for me, this is the big central issue that we're dealing with on this front. Now, while we work on getting the guest on with us today, I wanted to just take some time out to remind viewers and listeners that InfoWars funds about 70% of itself outside of outside sponsors. And that's a very good thing because it allows us to really make sure that what we're promoting and what we're pushing and selling is of the highest quality. And I've set out now with the 15 different products at InfoWarsLife.com to bring you the very best products out there. And we have a special that we ran for about a week, but it made us sell out of almost all of it. And I didn't want to sell out of colloidal silver, so we stopped the sale 2 weeks ago. We got more in, so I'm bringing the most successful sale we've ever had of silver back. It's time to get prepared for a limited time. Get our Silver Bullet colloidal silver for an impressive 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Silver Bullet is concentrated to a powerful 30 parts per million, is based on deionized water and stores for years. I decided to run the special to help you stock up on Silver Bullet for your preparedness supply at the lowest price out there. Whether it's economic meltdown or any other collapse, experts admit colloidal silver is essential to have on hand. Silver Bullet is, again, 30% off while supplies last at InfoWarsLife.com. And that's 30% off the $19.95 price. It's already one of the lowest prices out there. So that's just an insanely good special. Rod in Nacogdoches, Texas, had this to say: when the country comes unraveled, forget finding a doctor. Well, unless you can trade a chicken for a visit. I believe in staying healthy because you don't want to go down in a crisis situation. This should be a staple in preparing the stockpile. Thank you, Rod, for that good point. You're absolutely right on that front. Here's Patriot Horn in Crossville, Tennessee. This colloidal silver, in my opinion, is the best one on the market, or at least the best I have been able to find. Its parts per million are the best I should find for the price. I stand with this product because it truly works and does some amazing things. My wife and I almost never get sick that we feel anything coming on. We double up on the silver and have beat it every time and stopped it in its tracks. Thank you so much for Patriot Horn in Crossville, Tennessee. And I'll tell you, it comes from the biggest top laboratory in the country. That's normally $25 to $29. It's private labeled under several other big names, sold by the biggest healthy food store in the country. We just private label it and discount it. It's Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. You can go down in parts per million. I mean, you can have 100 parts per million. But it gets toxic at that level, according to the experts we've talked to. So 30 parts per million, we believe, is the best formula. InfoWarsLife.com. 30% off Silver Bullet for a limited time. And InfoWarsStore.com is the big blanket site. Okay, going back to the defense expert working in the Pentagon for 30 years, Mr. Maloof, writing for WorldNet Daily. We'll have to abbreviate this interview and have him back up next week for a longer, in-depth interview and to take calls. I was getting into the fact, who are the elements in Washington that want to turn loose a Saudi Arabian takeover jihad? What is the end game? What are the people pushing this thinking they're doing? What happens when there's ISIS blowback in the West, Mr. Maloof?
Yeah, well, it's the administration itself at the highest levels on his national security team. Obama's been very supportive of the Saudis. He upset them greatly by not backing Mubarak at a critical time that he needed them. And we see it even today. The Saudis have announced that they plan to go their own independent route. But this problem has been brewing for quite some time. This administration sought to placate the Saudis very early on in backing these jihadi groups to try to oust Assad, and at the same time to put pressure on al-Maliki, who was clearly Shia, in order to convince him to bring in more Sunni participation. But you had them supporting constantly the Sunnis, not only in Syria, but then that had an overflow into Iraq. And General Flynn saw very early on that by supporting the Sunnis in Syria, there would be the potential for setting up a caliphate, or a principality, as it was called, inside of Iraq as well. And they predicted that 2 years before the administration expressed astonishment and surprise that ISIS had built up the way that they had. But it was all calculated. It's like one of those things of we create this monster and then the monster turns on us, and that's precisely what happened after Afghanistan. It happened again after Bosnia. By giving them the arms, we basically supported them, and including this Free Syrian Army, we had major programs underway to provide arms to the Free Syrian Army. Most of them today, and I talked to General Valoli about this. He says, for all intents and purposes, they've gone to ISIS and to other jihadi groups today as a consequence.
Mr. Maloof, you've got the contacts inside D.C. I talked to a lot of people that are currently officers in the military. They say this is one of the worst morale events they've ever seen. It's killing recruitment. It's really making people fundamentally question, is this government pure evil at the top? We know 2 years ago the military said no to being al-Qaeda's Air Force, famously with Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs at the time, Dempsey. But, again, pulling back from this, I don't see how the Obama administration thought they would get away. I guess they have gotten away with actually trying to turn al-Qaeda loose and then having its name changed to ISIS. I mean, the military obviously is speaking out when you've got two recently retired generals coming out saying they were ordered to do this. You know, the administration's behind it. So if we're seeing that on the surface, what's going on beneath the surface in the military top down?
Well, the military is demoralized, as you point out. This was not an intelligence failure. The intelligence was spot on. On this projection, that this is what's going to happen if you take this course of action. And as General Flynn pointed out, it was a willful decision to ignore that intelligence and proceed with the policy approach of supporting these jihadists. It's one of these deals where we basically, the administration lost control of them. You had Bandar going in and providing arms and what have you to jihadi groups out of Saudi Arabia. And they still finance them to this day. And it wasn't just Saudi Arabia. It was UAE and Qatar and all of the other Sunni groups that are trying to break up that Shia crescent, as they describe it. Look, it's not, you know, Iran has its problems, but it's not the one that's supporting these jihadi groups going around killing people, beheading them, setting up these sex slave systems. And now supporting ISIS, which is now threatening the U.S., Saudi Arabia, it's the Sunnis. And this is, I don't know how you get a handle on this at this point, but it is out of control. And this administration is totally oblivious to it.
I've studied history, but I didn't work in, you know, secret operations like you did for 30 years. But I've certainly interviewed hundreds of experts. I've studied it. Am I wrong in saying this is the most bold, out of control, fun the bad guys, dirty action that I've ever seen? And then it doesn't even bring down Iran and the mullahs, the corrupt Shiites. It seems to actually embolden them and make them look like good guys in the region. It just seems like a horrible move, even from a Machiavellian perspective. But America isn't supposed to do Machiavellian things. But it's beyond Machiavellian. It seems like, and I hear this 7-8 years ago when he was running and didn't believe it, it seems like Obama may actually be either in a power play or spiritually aligned with the radical Wahhabist, and that this is a imperial power play to take over the Middle East. And Obama's over there bowing down to the Saudi kings. I mean, I hate to say it, but the only way this makes sense is that the president and some of the neocons, even, who we know hang out over there, have secretly converted to Wahhabism.
Well, that's the problem. They basically are now supporting the Saudis, and they perceive the enemy to be Iran, and we've seen that kind of discussion going on as a result of the nuclear agreement. And all the discussion that has surrounded that, but this has emboldened Obama to continue this. I think what's happened is that they probably began to put the brakes on a little bit, but it was too late. It has gotten out of control. These guys have come into their own. They're able to get weapons. They're heavily financed as a result of the oil stuff that they've been able to acquire. And now even the Saudis in recent days have try to team up with Moscow to no longer, and with Syria, to actually be a go-between with Syria to no longer try to topple Assad, but try to offset ISIS's influence. I mean, the whole thing has just turned around again.
So ISIS is even double-crossing Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. You see, Saudi Arabia was supporting ISIS so that they wouldn't attack Saudi Arabia, but that's no longer valid. I mean, now they do have eyes on Mecca and Medina, and they used to be able to pay bribes. One of the princes would go over to pay off Al Qaeda years ago, not to invade Saudi Arabia, but now ISIS has become so big. I mean, I've written other stories that suggest that by taking down Northern Africa, They're and laying groundwork in Libya. This is forming the basis now for a takeover of all of the African continent. They are spreading like wildfire, and they're acting very independently, although they swear allegiance to al-Baghdadi and to ISIS. But he's basically allowing these groups to do their thing, and that's what we're seeing today. And now it's out of control. When I asked the Defense Department recently, at a press interview, what is our policy toward these other groups that are forming and swearing allegiance? They said our focus is only on Iraq and Syria. Well, what that focus clearly is too little, too late.
Well, I was against going into Iraq because I thought it would stir up radical elements and actually make them the underdog and victims and would empower radical elements of Islam. I'm no rocket scientist, but I think, you know, we see that's the case. Yeah. But now all over Europe, they're arresting members of parliaments, city council people. If they say radical Islam has to be dealt with, you know, it's like the Nazis, which I think it is, then they're arresting people. They're fining people. And so there's this bizarre alliance with the socialist communist left in the United States. And I see feminists promoting Islam like it's a cultural thing to put bags on women's heads and radical Islam and not let them drive cars and sexually mutilate them. But then if I wear pants and I'm a man, that inherently is bad, but then radical Islam is good. This seems like the West is trying to commit suicide.
Well, they again, this is a problem that has gotten out of control, and we need to put it back into, I don't know how you put that genie back into the bottle at this point, except to prepare for the worst.
Well, you were a Pentagon analyst. What do you think is going to end up happening now that ISIS, I mean, we went from Al-Qaeda being basically disabled and falling apart to now ISIS, what, 10 times bigger than Al-Qaeda, 20 times?
Oh, yeah, they're spreading like crazy. I see them spreading into caucuses. In fact, I was talking to some of my contacts in the country of Georgia, and they're getting a lot of recruits out of there now. That's a Christian country, predominantly an Eastern Orthodox country. And a lot of the leadership today of ISIS, the top military strategist for ISIS today is a Georgian. But he's Muslim. He's out of the Pankisi Gorge. But now you have then you have it spreading in clearly into South Asia, and particularly Pakistan. I did a story recently quoting one of my very discreet sources in Afghanistan, part of our U.S. military. He basically told me that the Pakistani ISI, the Inter-Service Intelligence Directorate, is now funding ISIS in Afghanistan, in addition to the Taliban. And the Taliban, because now that Omar is dead, they're now switching allegiance to ISIS. So this thing is just accumulating like a snowball going down.
Sure.
The mountain.
What is the White House going to do when there's more ISIS attacks? We've already had two. What are they going to do when there's bigger ISIS attacks? I think undoubtedly it's going to happen in Europe or here at least. Yes. I mean, how are they going to spin that?
Well, I think Obama basically has washed his hands. He's already looking to retirement. So he, as you pointed out, he wants to, and others have pointed out that he wants to find $1 billion to establish his legacy. That's what he's focusing on. They basically have washed their hands of this, and they're doing nothing about it. And there is no leadership out of the White House.
Sure.
And this is what's the problem.
Well, I used to have a lot of insiders say, Alex, there are some conspiracies, there are combines, there are bad grips, but mainly it's ineptitude, laziness, and cronyism. And I think more and more that is what's happening, because you look at all the people they've got running the State Department now and ordering the Pentagon around. I've studied these people. I've read their writings. They know less than I do about geopolitics, and they're running things. This is dangerous.
Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in trouble right now, and it's going to take someone with a we've got to begin weaning from the Saudi, placating the Saudis, and really start hitting the financial flows where these people are getting their money from, and be able to deal with that and actually work with our allies to try and put a stop to it. Now, even the British and the French were involved with us in backing these jihadi groups at a time when we were thinking of trying to overthrow Assad. We should
Michael Maloof, do 5 more minutes with us. We're back in 70 seconds. I want you to be able to finish up and talk about your idea for solutions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs.
Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.